your resolution for Seneca's Half Marathon and 5K, brought to you by Upstate Medical Associates, Henry Ramirez and his gang.
You started a DIY project at home. Then you realize convenience isn't always easy. The why in DIY doesn't mean why is this so hard. At ADT, we DIFY, do it for you. We customize and install a secure smart home that you control from the palm of your hand or the sound of your voice. Smart security, designed and installed just for you with ADT. Visit ADT.com/smart to learn more. License information available at ADT.com. ADT, real protection.
This is Clay, owner of Easley Lawn and Garden, and your local Husqvarna dealer. Now is the ideal time to get your Husqvarna riders, mowers, trimmers, and blowers in for preseason maintenance. While you're at it, ask about liquidation programs on last year's Husqvarna equipment, as well as upcoming deals on the new line of homeowner and commercial Husqvarna riders, mowers, trimmers, blowers, and chainsaws. Thanks to you, Easley Lawn and Garden had its best year ever last year. As your local Husqvarna dealer, I, along with my family and staff, look forward to taking care of you for years to come. Take advantage of 0% financing while available with approved credit. See the entire lineup of Husqvarna products available at Easley Lawn and Garden. Husqvarna and Easley Lawn and Garden, a part of the local community for nearly 40 years. Veteran and family owned and operated, 312 South Pendleton Street, Easley, online at easleylawn.com.
Granger Nissan of Anderson is the home of the lifetime warranty. At Granger Nissan, we are all about family, so we are looking for a play ball kid for every Clemson weekend home game. Stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson to register your kid. You don't have to do anything, and nobody's going to pressure you into buying a car. Simply come by and register your kid to stand at home plate and shout play ball. You'll get four tickets to the game, and your family and your kid will get an experience they will always remember. Granger Nissan of Anderson, proud partner of the Clemson Tigers.
South Carolina and all the ships at sea. We are live at Twin Peaks, home of the 28-degree draft beer, beautiful women, incredible food, 80 high-definition monitors. This is the place to be for all sports activity. Come on out and hang out with the show this afternoon and this evening. The food, you know, the biggest surprise this whole place, the food. Every week, they tweak it. They add new things. The food is absolutely incredible. I'm, like, recently stuck on this turkey burger deal, which, you know, it's not something I would normally think I would like, but I've had turkey burgers other places. This turkey burger is the greatest turkey burger anywhere, anyhow. I'm like a sauce person. They put some sort of sauce. I don't even know what it is. I don't even know. I think it says like arugula and something, which is not like something. But all I know is it tastes incredible. Now, John, I actually turned you on to that, too. And you found it the same way, didn't you?
That is pretty much the only thing I ever get here is a turkey burger.
How about that?
It's phenomenal. And I'm like you. I'm not a huge turkey burger guy. I prefer a good old cheeseburger. But yeah. You can't go wrong with it.
No, it's the food is just, I don't care what you get. And we are certainly in venison chili weather.
Oh, yeah.
Although, you know, it's strange because as I drove up the highway from where I live to here, It warmed up like 10 or 15 degrees as I was driving up the highway.
Yeah.
I mean, the car temperature, my Jeep kept going up and up and up and up. And when I got here, it was like 64.
Yeah, I had the windows down on the way up here.
Yeah.
Nice.
I actually turned the air on.
I forgot AC was a thing.
Yeah. So you can come on out and see us and try the food at Twin Peaks. All right, John, I'm going to give you the first shot on the great Zion Williamson caper.
All right. Well, obviously, first things first, I'm very thankful that it was only a mild knee sprain and nothing more significant than that, because he is an absolute treat to watch play basketball. Hoping that his rehab goes well. And
John saying all these wonderful, nice things. That's nice. This is road rage. This week, come on at 3. All right.
Right. Yeah.
Let's dispense with the niceties. Let's go to. Is dude coming back? Should he? I've seen all sorts of comments. I've heard all sorts of comments. So what's your position on it?
I think that he should come back if he truly wants to. He seems to be like the type of guy who loves to compete and loves playing for Duke and wants to try to win a national championship. So I think if those are his aspirations and those are his goals, then he absolutely should come back. I think it'd be great for the tournament, great for the ACC tournament if he is involved, and obviously makes Duke a legitimate contender with him on the court, because we saw last night, without him on the court, they struggle. And, you know, they did not play a very good game last night. North Carolina ran them up and down the court and just beat the living tar out of them. No pun intended there. I think he should come back, but if he chooses not to, we'll not fault him one bit at all. And I think whether he comes back or not, he is going to be the number one overall pick in the NBA draft.
Well, I mean, unless he blows out his ACL, then he won't be the number one pick.
I still think he would be the number one pick.
Oh, no, absolutely not. He blows out his ACL, he's not going to be the number one pick. No one's going to spend a number one pick on a guy who blows out his ACL. I mean, they're just not going to. I mean, it would be too risky. Look, here's the thing. I think he'll probably come back, but, you know, I had somebody last night, friend of the show, write me on Twitter, and he said, well, if he doesn't come back, because I had suggested it'll be interesting to see now whether he comes back. Mm-hmm. And I've had this conversation it's actually Chris from Caption. I've had the same conversation with Chris during the football season, and now we're having it during the basketball season. And I don't remember the exact wording of Chris's tweet back to me, but he wasn't trying to argue. He just said, what about things like loyalty? Well, you know, let me start there. This is the most fraudulent thing ever. We live in a world full of Hoosiers movies. We don't live in a real world. This is the most fraudulent, bogus, alleged relationship ever. It's two sides using each other to get what they want. It has nothing to do with loyalty, nothing to do with team, nothing to do with national championship. It doesn't have anything to do with any of that. It has to do with the rules compel a kid who shouldn't be playing college basketball to play college basketball for a year. And Duke doesn't care about any of it. Duke, who used to be this bastion of education, this a white city on a hill. You know, they're not any of that anymore. Mike Krzyzewski used to complain about what John Calipari did. Complain. Said it was bad for basketball. And then you have this alleged academic bastion in Duke who not only goes the one and done route, but beats Calipari at his own game and is doing nothing but that. I'm sorry, what are these kids going to school for? Education's not a part of this. This is Mike Krzyzewski and the Duke program renting the most elite high school players in the country for 1 year so that he can win basketball games. And so let's stop this fraudulent, bogus notion that, you know, this is a wonderful feel-good story, you know, that these people want to play together, and this is about teamwork and camaraderie and playing for love of flag and country and Duke and all that, because it's a bunch of crap. It's two sides using each other to get what they want. Zion Williamson is using Duke because he has to. He has to go to school someplace for 1 year, so why not go to Duke? The same thing with R.J. Barrett. These kids aren't planning on making a career of Duke. They're not planning on getting their master's degree from Duke. No. They're planning on using Duke for 1 year because they have to use somebody to get to the NBA because that's what the rules say. And Duke is absolutely using them. I mean, using them to a degree that's almost mind-boggling. I mean, this Zion Williamson cat has a shoe contract, but he can't collect any of the money. You know, this, he's, Duke University is concerned with one thing. Where Zion and R.J. Barrett and Reddish are concerned, they're concerned with Mike Krzyzewski winning basketball games. They are not at all concerned with the well-being of those individuals. I'm sorry, they're just not. They're not worried about whether Zion gets his education or whether RJ, you know, one day walks up on stage for his diploma. They're not concerned with that at all. They're concerned with renting the best players in the country for 1 year so that they can win basketball games. So the notion that this is some loyalty issue is vastly overstated, because I'll tell you right now, there's no loyalty in any of that right there. There's no, it's an unsavory situation that is being portrayed as Hoosiers. There's nothing feel good or nice about any of this. There's no positive element about any of this. It's a charade. It never should be happening. What's going on at Duke is a disgrace, is an absolute embarrassment that a university like that is selling their soul to just go out and collect the best high school players in the country that they know are only going to be there for 1 year. You know, this is why we have an academic progress report. What a load of crap that is. What a load of crap that is. Academic progress report. Duke's whole basketball team are guys who are going there 1 year because everybody's using each other. This is the truth about where we are in this. This is not 50 years ago. This is today. This is what is happening. This is the totally phony, disingenuous Mike Krzyzewski, who used to protest against John Calipari and the things that were done at Kentucky. You know, here's the thing. No one ever considered Kentucky an academic institution. Nobody. Not for 1 second. So if you were going to do this, that was the place to do it. What about a sanctimonious institution like Duke, who views themselves as above everybody else from an academic standpoint, and perhaps rightfully so to a degree? What about a place like that just selling their soul to go after nothing but the most blue chip high school one and done players and rent them for a year to see if they can win basketball games?
Yeah, I mean, that's, you know, he has fully embraced this one and done motto. And, you know, without your lead guy in this one and done culture, when you don't have him, as we saw last night, the quality of play completely falls apart.
I'm not even talking about the quality of play. I'm talking about the charade that this all is. And so what I'm talking about is the notion that Zion Williamson owes something to Duke because of what they've done for him, or because of the fact you want to be a good teammate, or you want to be loyal to flag and country. And what I'm saying is that's all nonsense in this situation. All absolute nonsense. This be true maybe in the old Duke, if this was a third-year guy, if this was a junior who got hurt, but that's not what this is. And we need to stop pretending that that's what this is. This is a union of convenience. It is a marriage of convenience, in which, and none of these guys are going to be lifelong friends. I mean, I don't even know if Zion and RJ like each other. You know what I mean? But we act like this is important in this situation. This is one of the worst situations I've ever seen. It's just embarrassing that Duke has stooped to this level to take advantage of that one and done rule, and because they can get these players however they get them to lure them to Duke so they come in and play 1 year. I just think the whole thing is embarrassing. It would serve Duke right, whether it happens or not, and it's probably not going to happen, but it would serve Duke right if Zion Williamson decided tomorrow he's not going to do this anymore. And quite honestly, I mean, in his family situation, with the needs that they have, it would be perfectly logical now to make the jump. Does a sprained knee lead to an additional knee injury? Maybe. Sometimes one injury leads to another injury. But regardless, with the Nike shoe blowout, he came incredibly close to tearing the knee ligament. And that would have substantially changed his existence. So that's how I see it. Let's go to Neil. I don't see this as some sort of, you know, Zion needs to be loyal to Duke. What about competitive spirit? That's old-time movie stuff. That's not this world we're living in. This world we're living in is a user's agreement. And let me tell you something. The NBA tomorrow needs to put a halt to this stuff. The NBA, it is an NBA policy, but it's still a union. And we need to stop this charade of having these guys like this go to college. We need to stop it. Just open it up. Let them go. Stop the one and done stuff. Stop letting Mike Krzyzewski do this. Because that guy has proven, you know, again, he sits there and acts sanctimonious and like, you know, he's the white knight or something. The truth is, every time I turn around, this guy is the biggest phony on earth. And he has built a program in the last few years based solely on the lifeblood of one and doners. And I am sick to death of this guy and his ivory tower BS. So what does Zion owe Duke? He doesn't owe them anything. He doesn't owe them anything. He is not a junior. He has not dedicated 3 years of his life. Duke doesn't care whether he gets an education or not. It's not the slightest concern of theirs. Duke cared about one thing. When Duke's brought all these one-and-doners in, when they brought in Zion, and they brought in RJ, and they brought in Reddish, and all the guys who came before him, Bagley and all those cats, they did it for one reason. They wanted to win basketball games. And so they sold their soul to do it, and now we act like, well, we need to make sure that this wonderful union stays in place. No, we don't. This could be divorced tomorrow, and should be. Should be. Duke should find out what it is that they're doing. I think Duke's an absolute embarrassment. An absolute embarrassment. I think it's just an abomination that Krzyzewski 1 year could attack Calipari and Kentucky for what they did and then do all the exact same things. Because it's a lot like Saban in Alabama when he said, you know, up-tempo spread offenses are dangerous to my players. They're dangerous to everybody's players. Nobody should do that. And then when he realized he couldn't get it legislated out, couldn't get it taken out of the game by protesting against it, that the whole world wasn't in his toe, that the next thing he did is turn around and run it himself. You know, I honestly, for all of their success, the two biggest phonies in all of sports are Nick Saban and Mike Krzyzewski. Walt Tiptula Road Rage, quick break.
You have cracks in your driveway, sidewalk, or settling pool decks? Why tear it out when you can lift it? Canty Foundation Specialist can raise concrete slabs back to its original position using our patented PolyLevel process. Call Canty today at 864-475-1671. Don't replace it, raise it. 475-1671 or visit us at cantyfoundationsc.com.
Hey guys, this is Taj Boyle with Lakeside Lodge Clemson. It's been a great year for Tiger football and for Lakeside Lodge. We want to say thank you for welcoming us to the Clemson family. Construction is well underway, and there are a handful of luxury condos remaining. If you haven't gotten yours yet, call us today to schedule a tour or come see me at our sales office at 906 Tiger Boulevard. Trust me, you'll want to be a part of this Lakeside Lodge Clemson. It belongs here, and so do you.
Hi, this is Coach Dabo Sweeney. You know, when it comes to buying or servicing a vehicle, I always choose Toyota of Easley for their great selection, affordable prices, and outstanding customer service. Toyota of Easley is a family-owned business, and in all the years I've been a customer, I've always been treated like family. I encourage you to visit Toyota of Easley if you're looking for a new or pre-owned vehicle or in need of service. Toyota of Easley is all in, and their name means a great deal.
What if there was a paint that made you look at paint differently? One that completely rewrote paint's genetic code so it can strengthen any color. What if it's built with better ingredients? Even given superpowers? Since Benjamin Moore reinvented the way paint is made, it makes you wonder, is it still paint? Benjamin Moore, paint like no other.
The Carter Color Company, 1067 Tiger Boulevard, Clemson. Your independent, local Benjamin Moore paint retailer.
When you need catering, you need Your Pie of Clemson. That's right, Your Pie now offers catering with new menu items that include fresh baked pasta like cheesy Alfredo, meatball marinara, and pesto chicken. Delicious panini platters like the Italian, turkey club, ham and cheese, fresh Caesar, Greek, and caprese salads. And all your favorite fresh, mouth-watering pizzas. Plus chips, brownies, drinks, and more. Place your order today. 643-4180. Your Pie of Clemson, helping your community one pie at a time.
This is Clay, owner of Easley Lawn & Garden, and your local Husqvarna dealer. Now is the ideal time to get your Husqvarna riders, mowers, trimmers, and blowers in for preseason maintenance. While you're at it, ask about liquidation programs on last year's Husqvarna equipment, as well as upcoming deals on the new line of homeowner and commercial Husqvarna riders, mowers, trimmers, blowers, and chainsaws. Thanks to you, Easley Lawn & Garden had its best year ever last year. As your local Husqvarna dealer, I, along with my family and staff, look forward to taking care of you for years to come. Take advantage of 0% financing while available with approved credit. See the entire lineup of Husqvarna products available at Easley Lawn & Garden. Husqvarna and Easley Lawn & Garden, a part of the local community for nearly 40 years. Veteran and family owned and operated, 312 South Pendleton Street, Easley. Online at easleylawn.com.
Roosters Men's Grooming Center believes a man deserves a space of his own when it comes to grooming. Roosters offers the charm and comfort of a classic American barbershop, but updated to accommodate the 21st century man. Our professional stylists and barbers will make sure you receive the customized barbershop experience through classic haircuts, shaves, and products that reaffirm what it means to look and feel great. Roosters at the Plaza on Pelham. Book your appointment today at 884-8920.
Pretzel Crust fans rejoice because it's back. Yeah. By popular demand, Little Caesar's large, soft pretzel crust pizza featuring a creamy cheddar cheese sauce, pepperoni, and a four cheese blend surrounded by a delicious salted soft pretzel crust for just $6. Hot and ready every day between 4 and 8 and only $6 from the home of pretzel crust pizza, Little Caesar's.
Pizza at participating locations plus tax.
His bark is worse than his bite. It's Road Rage with Walt Deftula on 105.5 The Roar.
I was being sarcastic.
Now, back to Walt and Ramona.
Walt Deftula, Road Rage, we're WCCP, 105.5 The Roar, live from Twin Peaks. Lots to get to. You want to get in, 654-7627. If you know what Zion should do, look, I think he'll come back. I mean, that's what my expectation is. I'm not sure it's what he should do. I think that I think he probably shouldn't, actually. But I think that's what he's still likely to do. This is pretty funny. Langhorn writes, if Zion does not come back and play for Duke, how can he benefit from all that personalized, capital letters, quotes, brand marketing that only K can deliver? Remember that during his recruitment? That Duke's claim was that, you know, they could help his brand. Like, the dude needed any help of his brand. He was already the most popular guy in all of social media, coast to coast. I mean, little kids are waking up in South Africa every morning watching Zion Williamson videos when he was dunking over the 4-foot white kid. So stop with the brand marketing crap. Langhorne is exactly right. like Zion needed Duke. Good grief. Let me get to Chris from Captured. Chris, how are you, Chris?
Hey, Walt. I'm doing all right. I wanted to clarify one little thing, because I agree with you about the whole loyalty thing that in college basketball now, especially when dealing with one and done, there is no loyalty anymore. It's kind of frustrating because I really love the game, especially the college game, but it's hurting it. But my thought was, just kind of like you're saying, I agree. I think what he should do is probably shut it down, because I don't really see anything that he has to gain from playing. Personally, he has nothing to gain. It's not going to change his future, and he has his future to think about and his family's future and all of that. So I guess my comment was just to think, what does it say about him as a person, right? And this has nothing to do. It could be any other school. Well, let me ask Duke this. Or whatever. That if he decided to come back, like, I just want to compete. I just want to win.
Right.
That kind of thing. That's what I was trying to think through.
Right. Your question goes back to the football question about, for example, the character of a guy like a Christian McCaffrey, or in this case, a Zion Williamson, who elects to leave his teammates, allegedly in the lurch, to pursue his own personal goals. And I would start with this. Zion Williamson's greatest personal commitment right now is not to fellow one-and-doners. It's not to this bogus alleged loyalty of that situation. It is to his family. It is to himself. It is to his future to secure those elements. And, of course, that is why people go to university to begin with, to enhance their lifetime earning potential. Well, if I got a guy who's going to be the number one pick in the draft, who basically already has a shoe deal and is going to reap in millions off of that, why does he have to need to have any loyalty to this system that compelled him to go to school for a year in a situation that, again, look, they can have a room full of roses around this if they want, like that Kim Kardashian thing. They can have that all they want. It stinks. It's not a good situation. None of it is. It's a bogus. Yeah. It's a bogus, fraudulent alignment. A marriage due to convenience or necessity that both parties have engaged in for their own good.
And I absolutely agree on all of that. I'm not even saying that it's like some sense of loyalty necessarily to his teammate.
Right.
And I don't know what it is, because I'm saying, let's say loyalty to any of it is out of the equation, but he comes back. So, like, what could that other reason be? In my mind, I'm thinking I'm just hyper competitive, and the season's not over, and I want to finish it. I came here because I wanted to win and be the best at what I'm doing. And so all I was trying to say is I don't knock him if he sits out and shuts it down, because, I mean, that's what he would have done anyway if he could have gone straight there and bypassed this whole charade anyway. But if he does decide to come back, I've become a little bit bigger of a fan of him, just because to me it says he's super hyper competitive and he wants to come in and win and finish what reluctantly maybe he started.
You know, it also might say that a power broker head coach, the likes of which we have not seen in college basketball, I guess ever, could still be able to pressure a young man to do what he thinks is the right thing. And I think Krzyzewski has this really unique way of psychologically being able to do that type of thing. I think Saban does as well, and I'm just not sure that that's what's called for in this case. I get your point, Chris, and basically you're basically saying from an NBA perspective, from a character perspective, you still think that it shows a little more character on his part if he does than he doesn't. And again, I understand that, Chris, but I still think that we are guided by our own beliefs. We are guided by maybe sort of prehistoric notions that may not really apply anymore. And from an NBA standpoint, you know, Zion Williamson is going to be the player he's going to be, I think, at the pro level regardless. I'm not sure that his decision to leave. I mean, look, there were people who raised those same type of questions with Christian McCaffrey. I don't remember specifically, Chris, if you were one of them, but the Panthers weren't concerned with that. And if you look at how Christian McCaffrey has played to date, would there be anybody based on what he's done to this point that would raise that concern now?
Yeah, and again, I'm not saying that there's any benefit for him coming back. Right. NBA, whatever. It's not saying that somebody's going to give him brownie points and make a decision that they wouldn't have made otherwise.
Right.
Professionally, all I'm saying, so looking at it that way, he has absolutely nothing whatsoever to gain. His character doesn't take a hit. If he shuts it down, everybody expects it. Everybody's okay with it. But yet, if he does make that decision to come back, me, just as a fan of basketball, I love that.
Yeah, sure enough.
To me, I want to follow him. I just think that guy's got to be, his competitiveness has got to be unreal for him to basically risk everything for no reward other than just whatever it is personally that he wants to gain.
That's fair.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, that's fair. Good
All right.
job, Chris, as always.
Thanks, Walt. Yep.
Yeah, I mean, that's fair. I mean, that's a fair perspective. You know, in other words, Chris is saying that he's fine with it either way. He still believes in him either way. But that just personally for him, he thinks it would really show a little something extra from his character if he were to return. And apparently, I mean, it seems likely that that's what he will do based on the things that we've been able to glean thus far. So we'll see how it plays out. You want to get in, 654-7627. I'm not going to do a four-hour show based on what should Zion do. I wanted to broach it at the start because, you know, I suggested last night when we were watching it that it'll be interesting to see what he does. You know, obviously, no one's going to force him into doing anything he doesn't want to do. You know, he's going to make his own decision. What people say on social media, whether they're ex-players or not, is of no consequence. There have been voices on both sides of that. Their opinions are no more valid than anybody else's. This is an individual decision that he'll have to make. But I think what I wanted to bring out today was the sort of devil's union that this really is. And it, just to dispel the notion that this is some old-time feel-good story, that this is a Hoosiers movie, that's not what this is. This is a union strictly of convenience, one that Zion Williamson would never have engaged in if compulsion wasn't part of it. And Duke is engaging in for absolutely their own benefit. Not because they care about Zion, not because they care about R.J. Barrett, not because they care about Reddish. That's absolute nonsense. They don't care one little bit about those guys. They don't care one little bit. I'm sorry. The only concern Duke has for those guys, the only concern Mike Krzyzewski has for those guys, is whether they can help him win basketball games for 1 year. And that flies in the face of everything that university is supposed to stand for. Everything. North Carolina, and the way that roster is constructed, actually makes you feel better about basketball than what Duke is doing.
Absolutely.
And that's not to say that North Carolina wouldn't do the same thing. Maybe they just didn't get them. You know, in this world, who knows what that means? You know, because allegedly, in those phone calls, Zion allegedly wasn't interested in Kansas because the offer was only $100,000.
Yeah. No, I think that college basketball needs to adapt the baseball strategy. If you want to go out in high school and go straight pro, you should do it. But if you want to go to college, go for 3 years. But that's just my opinion. I think baseball has it right in that regard. And yeah, I think
I'm just not sure you can do that in college basketball, because I just think that's the problem with college basketball and the relationship to the NBA and how this is all set up is that it's already been done. You know, the NFL forever has been able to head off the Maurice Clarettes of the world because they have been able to rightfully suggest that their game is too dangerous from a physical standpoint for high school players to jump to their league. And that is 100% accurate.
Yep.
It just is. That's real. You know, and they've always been able. And the other part of this is they've never lost these battles. They have, with only one historical exception that I know of, they have never opened their doors to underclassmen. That and you have the three-year rule. So since they haven't done it, they're also protected legally that way. The NBA has no such protection. The NBA, decades and decades ago, opened their door to high school players jumping to their league. There is no physical level of harm. And so there is absolutely no legitimate reason why players should not be allowed to jump from high school to the NBA. There is none. None. Nothing remotely close to a legitimate reason. And the fact that you've allowed it in the past means that you don't have a legal leg to stand on. The first person that challenges the NBA standing in that regard will win. The first Maurice Clarett type. So, in other words, had a LeBron James come out in this situation and been forced to go to college for 1 year, he would have just sued for his rights not to, and they would have had to end that policy because they don't have a leg to stand on. None. They've done it before. They've opened their doors to it for decades. They tried to put the genie back in the bottle, cliche alert, but it fits here. And there is no physical danger that an 18-year-old faces in jumping to the league. So there is nothing to go by. Furthermore, there's never been any tradition of the imposing of a three-year policy as baseball has, and I think that would be a hard sell, too. So, look, I think the simple fix, the fix to clean up a lot of the shoe contract stuff is just to go back to the way it was. Just allow high school players to jump to your league. It's on them. If they jump, they make it, great. If they don't make it, great. If that's damaging to the NBA, tough. Tough. But you can't have this. You can't have this. It's bad for everybody. It's a bad look. Honestly, I just think Duke is an embarrassment. I think they're an absolute embarrassment. I think the way they're conducting themselves with the recruiting of these one-and-dones and selling their souls over things that they had previously protested against, I think is embarrassing. We're live from Twin Peaks. We encourage you to come on out and see us. Before we get a break, listen, let me tell you about my friends at Crude LED. Innovation is just one reason you should do business with Crude LED. Our ability to deliver a money-saving universal mounting bracket for parking lot lights eliminates the requirement for different types of brackets to install them. This exclusive Crude LED feature allows you to use the same bracket for round and square poles. It can even be used for wall mounting. Listening to our customers and delivering new solutions is what we do. Call us today, 864-401-8156, 864-401-8156, or email us at sales@crute-led.com for more info and to place your order today. You need Crute. If you're a contractor and electrician and Crute is not on your side, you're falling further behind. Don't let that happen to you. Go see him today. You will thank me later. Walt Tiptula Road Rage, live from Twin Peaks. Come see us.
Join 105.5 The Roar for the Mark Childress Show. Co-host of the Tiger Tailgate Show and weekend sports anchor at Channel 7, Mark Childress interviews your favorite players and takes a hard look at recruiting. The Mark Childress Show, Saturdays at 9 a.m. only on 105.5 The Roar.
When seconds count, a coach must have a team that can perform. The Tigers certainly proved that in the national championship game. You can expect the same from Priority One Security's local monitoring station. Break-ins happen in a matter of seconds. Well-trained, highly skilled operators' rapid response makes all the difference between a break-in and an attempted break-in. trust in local monitoring from Priority One.
See us on the web at priority1security.com. 888-407-SAFE.
Zero Res is the answer to cleaning at its finest with no harsh chemicals. No residue, safe from toxins, and your carpet, upholstery, tile, and grout will stay cleaner longer. Spell it forwards or backwards, it's the right way to clean. Zero Res, Greenville.com.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
Hi, I'm Glenn Reese with Krispy Kreme Donut Company in Anderson and Spartanburg. We're open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Drop by for a delicious donut and a cup of coffee. Pick up a box for your business or church meeting. Share them with family and friends during a time of need. Call Spartanburg and Anderson Krispy Kreme.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
It happens every time. When a hailstorm hits, there's an increase of people who want to take your money for roof repairs. Problem is, many of them are just trying to take advantage of you and don't really know what they're doing. Gilstrap Roofing has been around for decades. Trust Gilstrap Roofing to handle the repairs and deal with the insurance. Just because someone knocks on your door with a card that says they're a roofer doesn't mean they'll do quality work at a reasonable price. Call Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
Cars cost less than travelers rest at George Coleman Ford, and it's never been more true than February. This month, George Coleman Ford will meet or beat any documented out-the-door price from any upstate dealer. You heard me right. Any new car, truck, SUV, George Coleman Ford will meet or beat any dealer's price. See my friends at George Coleman Ford in Travelers Rest and save big. Applies only to in-stock inventory. Offers within 5 business days. Price matches before applicable rebates.
This is Clay, owner of Easley Lawn and Garden, and your local Husqvarna dealer. Now is the ideal time to get your Husqvarna riders, mowers, trimmers, and blowers in for preseason maintenance. While you're at it, ask about liquidation programs on last year's Husqvarna equipment, as well as upcoming deals on the new line of homeowner and commercial Husqvarna riders, mowers, trimmers, blowers, and chainsaws. Thanks to you, Easley Lawn and Garden had its best year ever last year. As your local Husqvarna dealer, I, along with my family and staff, look forward to taking care of you for years to come. Take advantage of 0% financing while available with approved credit. See the entire lineup of Husqvarna products available at Easley Lawn and Garden. Husqvarna and Easley Lawn and Garden, a part of the local community for nearly 40 years. Veteran and family owned and operated, 312 South Pendleton Street, Easley, online at easleylawn.com.
I'm Bridget, Executive Health Coach at the Health Dare. My clients are raving about the results they're having at the Health Dare. At iDareGreenville.com, you'll see testimonials of real people saying our methods reverse their symptoms of diabetes, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, IBS, and sleep apnea in just a matter of weeks. In fact, our team promises to help you reverse your symptoms in 30 days or your money back. It's so easy and sustainable. There's only 2 things you can't eat, and you don't even have to go to the gym. I did the program and lost 80 pounds of fat in 90 days. They say we're reversing symptoms of diabetes, high blood pressure, sleep apnea, high cholesterol, and IBS. So what are you waiting for? Don't wait any longer. It's time for a change. Go to iDareGreenville.com to book your free consultation with a health coach. I dare you. That's iDareGreenville.com.
No one's better than Walt Deptula. Just ask him. It's Road Rage on 105.5 The Roar.
Can we just bring it down a notch?
Now back to Walt and Ramona.
Tula Road Rage, joined by John Hite, live from Twin Peaks. You know, I wrote this on Twitter last night, or some version of this. I wrote, you know, imagine the dummy who spent $12,000 on 2 tickets to the, excuse me, to that deal last night.
Oh, man. Well, if you were a North Carolina fan and you spent all that money, I'm sure you really enjoyed you got your money's worth. But if you were there to watch.
But not really, because you still wanted to see Zion. You wanted to beat that team, not that team that was left over last night.
No, yeah, you're right. If you believe you're the best, you want to go play the best. And you don't want to play somebody. It's, you know, like if if Tom Brady would have somehow have slipped in the hallway and sprained his ankle at the Super Bowl and the Rams would have won, yeah, you'd want a chance to take him down. You want to beat the whole thing, not just a shell of it.
Yeah, and even that North Carolina fan, if you had told him in advance that Zion wasn't playing, they're not paying $12,000 for that game.
No.
One of the reasons people were allegedly paying these ticket prices for that game, the chief reason was probably the Zion Williamson factor.
Oh, sure,
And all the young talent on both sides and how it was going to mesh out on the court. And the way it meshed out on the court was one of the ugliest games we have ever seen in the history of basketball. I mean, perhaps the worst display of perimeter shooting by two teams maybe of all time. What? Give me the numbers, John. What were the final three-point shooting numbers? Man, this dude White for Duke who thinks he's a shooter. Good grief, dude. Stop shooting the ball. Stop. What do you call like? He went like 0 for 10 against Tennessee. I mean, and the worst part about this last night is, especially from the Duke standpoint, they weren't just missing. I mean, these balls were clanking off the backboard, the side of the backboard, everywhere else. I mean, they weren't even near the rim. I mean, it's like the worst shooting I've ever seen. And North Carolina's defense was an abomination. I mean, Duke had wide open three-point shots. They just couldn't make any of them.
In the first half alone, Duke and North Carolina combined to go 3 from 34.
That's impossible. That's absolutely impossible. You could inbound me the ball in the backcourt 85 feet away and let me shoot from there and I will make more than 3 of 34. 3 of 34 is impossible.
According to Stats by Stats, that is the worst combined three-point percentage in a half in the last 5 years with a minimum of 30 attempts.
See? Now you want to pay $12,000 for that?
I mean, I can watch me and some buddies in the yard try to shoot threes. And
I can go 3 for 34 from 80 feet. I can go 3 for 34. Right this second, if you put a basket on this parking lot, you put me 80 feet away, I'll go 3 for 84 from 80 feet. I promise you I will.
Facebook Live for the commercial break, set up a hoop, and let's do this hoops challenge.
Probably more than that. Probably like 5 for 84. 5 for 34.
You hit 9% above what that 8.8%.
I mean, what was the second half?
It wasn't much better. The first half, so I'm trying to.
It wasn't much better. The whole game was just an abomination to the senses. I mean, the shooting. North Carolina is a pretty good 3-point shooting team, as we talked about yesterday. But they couldn't buy a 3-point shot. Now they didn't need to because they were just getting layups and dunks and whatever they wanted to do because Duke didn't guard anybody. Now, look, was a big part of that Zion, obviously. Was it Zion's shock? Was it that, the fact that they lost him in that moment in time, sort of put them all on their heels? Probably. But you still had Reddish. You still had Barrett. You still had two of the top 10 picks. You're still playing at home. You still got a whole collection of McDonald's All-Americans, and you play like that?
And so for each team in the whole game, North Carolina went 2 for 20, and Duke went 8 of 39.
8 of what?
39.
8 of 39.
Hey, they got 8, though. That's impressive.
Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. If you just pointed Stevie Wonder in the right direction, he would go better than 8 for 39. 8 for 39 and 2 for 20?
2 for 20.
10 for 50.
And they still went by 16.
10, but 10 for 59 from three-point range. For two teams, they're supposed to be the best teams in the country. 10 for 59. Virginia's over there thinking, where were you SOBs when we last played you? Virginia's watching that game last night thinking, who the hell are these guys?
Yeah.
These schmucks made every shot when they played us. But 10 for 59. The whole game was an abomination. It just was. Duke leveled off nobody, guarded nobody. North Carolina moved the ball well. They pushed the ball. They got easy shots. But a lot of that was because Duke wasn't guarding anybody.
No, they were clueless.
I don't come away from that game. I know North Carolina people do. I don't come away from that game feeling all warm and fuzzy about North Carolina. I feel a little better about North Carolina. But I don't come away thinking, man, that North Carolina's going to win the national. Duke guarded nobody. They guarded nobody.
No.
I mean, they let Luke May score 30 points or 33 points or whatever he scored. And part of the reason why, because
30 to 15, yeah.
You had two tomato cans guarding him. You had R.J. Barrett guarding him. And R.J. is like 6'6 and skinny.
Yeah.
May is like allegedly 6'10". I don't think he's 6'10". But, you know, he's allegedly 6'10". He's a power forward. And there's no way Barrett could guard him. And White was on him some, too. But White's just a slug.
Yeah.
So there was no way to guard him for Duke to start with. There was no way that they could guard him. Because the guy that was going to guard May was, guess who? Zion.
Yeah.
And so when Zion wasn't there, Duke didn't have anybody left who could guard May. Well, they didn't have anybody left who could guard anybody. And once you put Barrett on May, you forget it. Because, and oh, by the way, the legend of Trey Jones as the best on-ball defender, according to Jay Billis, who ever played. And he has been a pretty good on-ball defender this year. But according to Billis, you know, like the best on-ball defender who ever played, the legend of Jones in that regard died a little last night, too.
Yeah, just a little bit. But I will say, looking at this box score of this whole game,
yeah,
that I am praying that North Carolina comes into Little John Coliseum in a couple weeks and shoots 2-for-20 from three.
Yeah.
I am praying for that, because that'd be a good advantage for the Tigers there.
Yeah, listen, North Carolina is still not unbeatable. They're just not. And if they shoot the ball like that, they definitely should be beatable. I mean, and that's why this game was such an embarrassment. These two teams went 10 of 59, one of the worst displays. I mean, you know what? Find me an answer, John. Find me when the last time two Power 5 teams combined. What was that final percentage, the two of them? Well, Duke was 2 of 20, so that's 10%.
Yeah, and, so combined, and they were 20.5, Duke was, percent. So, what, 15%? You combine, you know, meet in the middle there? If Carolina was 10?
No. Yeah. Okay,
yeah.
North Carolina was 2 of 20, so yeah. that's 10%.
Right.
And Duke was what?
8 of 39, so they're 20.5%.
Okay.
God, are we talking about my game?
Yeah,
right now?
Yeah, we are. So those two teams go 10 of 59 from three-point range. Duke doesn't level off anybody, doesn't stop anybody from getting the rim all night long. Honestly, that may be the worst Duke-North Carolina game in history. In terms of quality of play, that might have been the worst Duke-North Carolina game in history. You'd be hard-pressed to find two Power 5 teams who went 10 for 59.
In the top 10.
Anywhere.
Yeah.
Anywhere. Find me two Power 5 teams who combined to go 10 of 59 from three in a game.
And again, they
weren't even close. Yeah, I want to know what that answer is. I don't know what that answer is. I want to know the last two teams who went 10 for 59 from three-point range. I got Dookie Robbie sitting right here above me. Twin Peaks Robbie. He's a big Duke fan. He's loving this conversation. Loving this conversation. I know. But you know, that's what happens when you get your butt kicked at home by North Carolina when they go 2 for 20. I know that. But even that, all right, look, if I had told you before the game that North Carolina, that Zion was going to go down for some reason, but that you still had, you know, Barrett and Reddish and Trey Jones and all those guys. If I had told you before the game that North Carolina was going to shoot 2 of 20 from three-point range, what would you have thought the final score would be? Duke still would have won by 20.
Yeah.
And instead, they went 2 of 20 and you lost by 20. That's not good.
We lost by 16.
Yeah. He said we lost by 16. That's true. It's a minor technicality. You want to get in, you're welcome to 654-7627. Let me get Lee in here. Lee, how are you?
Hello.
Hey, Lee, how are you?
I'm fine, thanks, Walt. How are you?
Good. Appreciate you getting in.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Walt, I just got one question, Walt.
Yeah.
Remember last year when everybody was burning their Nikes? Why didn't Zion burn just when he had the chance? Oh, hang on, listen. Bye.
Thank you, Lee. Yeah, I don't know. You know, one thing I will say, I knew what the immediate reaction to the Nike thing would be. I saw it. It was 8 million people writing that Nike stock is going to go down. This, okay, I'm sorry. You know, I played basketball all my life. I've probably seen as much basketball as any living person. When's the last time you saw a brand new Nike shoe blow up? or any shoe for that matter. I don't ever remember seeing it.
I think it's more of a comment of how much force he generates than it is.
It may be one freak thing happen, but does that mean that the rest of the world, the Nike buying world, is going to stop buying Nike? Of course not. We just such a nation of knee jerk. Commentators on everything. You know, we see one thing and immediately, oh, it's the end of Nike. Oh, it's Zion's going to sue Nike. It's the end of Nike. Blah, 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 blah. Look, that was one of those perfect storm kind of deals. It was 285 pounds exploding in one direction, and for whatever reason, that shoe had to hit perfectly, and that'll never happen again. I don't think I saw somebody compare it to, like, Bo Jackson breaking a bat. No, it's not the same thing. That's not at all the same thing. I doubt that'll ever happen again. And from Nike's standpoint, you'd be sure they're gonna make sure it never happens again.
Yeah, no
especially
kidding.
With him. Yeah, you know, they're make sure. You know, I don't know.
Titanium reinforced sneakers are coming
extra
for
glue.
Zion next year.
Extra glue.
Get some welders in there to put them together.
We're gonna put some extra glue of some sort, more Gorilla Glue or something in that shoe or whatever that stuff is that allegedly bonds. That's what it is, isn't it? Gorilla Glue.
Yeah.
That supposedly holds everything together. Yeah, you're gonna need more of that apparently with Zion shoes. But I'm pretty sure that. That Nike business will carry on successfully. I'm pretty sure that the incident last night won't waylay their whole business model. I did see something funny. Not Bill Walton wrote when Nike finds out which little Indonesian kid is responsible for this, there's going to be hell to pay.
I enjoyed seeing from the official Puma sneaker company's account that it's never would have happened in a pair of Pumas.
Yeah, sure. That's true because no one wears them.
That's also a valid point.
That's the answer to that.
At least there's someone who works at Puma to put out in the tweets. It's more than I thought there was.
So there's that. But I thought that not Bill Walton tweet was pretty funny. When Nike finds out which little Indonesian kid is responsible for this, there's going to be hell to pay.
That poor kid. That poor kid's having a rough day today.
I thought that was pretty funny. I retweeted that little deal. You want to get in, 654-7627. Let me tell you about my friends at First Class Halt. Halt's an acronym for Honda, Acura, Lexus, Toyota. No one does it like Halt. They're the best in the business. They only use Hunter machinery. It's the best performing machinery in the market. 3-year, 36,000-mile nationwide warranty on FCH work. Free roadside assistance. Free shuttle to get you back and forth from the shop during your service. This is First Class Halt. They only hire the best. Greg has over 25 years of Lexus experience. Steve has over 35 years with Honda and Acura. This is First Class Halt. You, the customer, always makes the final call. Your options always get explained to you. And right now, in February, they have a special. It's basically a Valentine's Month special. You're going to love what we do at First Class Halt. Get 14% off labor on First Class Halt's previous recommendations, 100% off any Halt timing belt package, both going on in both locations, and the Anderson location only, a diagnostic check for just $99. In Anderson, 260-9600, 260-9600, in Greenville, 297-1212.
Keeping our goal line safe in the Priority One Security Studios.
Make some news.
We are WCCP, Clemson, Greenville, 105.5, The Roar.
Whether you're looking for a quick lunch, celebrating a special occasion, or just want a great dinner with friends, Carson's is your place. Featuring hand-cut steaks from their in-house butcher, fresh-baked yeast rolls, and all the peanuts you can eat. Open every day. Enjoy happy hour Monday through Saturday, 4 p.m. until 8 p.m. with discounted appetizers, beer, wine, and cocktails. Try the golden fried catfish sandwich, filet mignon, or smoked ribs today. View their full menu online at carsonsteakwarehouse.net. Carson's Steak Warehouse and Saloon.
With over 8,000 certified pre-owned vehicles in their network, Henrik Honda Easley is ready to help you buy your next vehicle that will exceed your expectations. All their vehicles come with a warranty and your first maintenance included, and they even review repair orders with you to show they truly stand behind their product. Henrik Honda Easley wants you and your family to have a safe, reliable vehicle that you tell all your friends about. Check out their inventory at HenrikHondaSC.com. Again, that's HenrikHondaSC.com.
Washington has come to its senses by reducing our tax burden. Now we can take advantage to reinvest in ourselves and our businesses to continue our economic growth. I'm George Jeffries with Metal Building Supply Company. It's a great time to start that business dream of yours or perhaps expand or refurbish your existing facilities. Come see us or call us at 864-295-0506. Talk with me or Kevin Brown about how we can help you. And God bless America.
I'm Bridget, executive health coach at the Health Dare. My clients are raving about the results they're having at the Health Dare. At iDareGreenville.com, you'll see testimonials of